Two dozen your washing machines. Take your clothes out bright and clean. When you does your wash, you'll sing.
D&D does everything.
Hello there, we've been waiting for you. It's time to play Truth or Consequences. The show that does everything on the air, brought to you by Dove, the soap that does everything in your walk. And here he is, one of the three people who knows who Miss Harsh is, your Truth or Consequences kidder, Ralph Edwards.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Harlow Wilcox, and greetings, party players. We're in Chicago playing Truth or Consequences, six shows daily at the Chicago Theater for 2 weeks. So if any of you Chicago folks see a line of shirts hanging out the dressing room window of the Chicago Theater, you'll know I've been dozing my laundry again. Right down the wash line, does everything. We having fun in Chicago or not, huh? Well, things are shaping up. John Early collected his $1,500 from us for having gone over Niagara Falls in a barrel, even if it was in a Capital Airlines airplane. And tonight, we make our first telephone calls to you listeners to find out if you know the identity of Miss Hush and win the fabulous jackpot of prizes. Listen to what the winner... Listen to what the winner is. We're getting ready for our first consequence here. And the fella just came in and fell flat on his face. That being our production manager, Mr. Al Pascal. Listen to the winner of the Miss Hush contest. I mean, listen to what this winner will get if it is guessed tonight or if the identity is correctly given forth. A 1947 Buick Super Convertible from the Howard Automobile Company. A Bendix Home Laundry with washer, dryer, and automatic home ironer. A round-trip ticket for two from any place in the United States via United Airlines Mainliner 300 across the Pacific to Honolulu and a suite of rooms for a 2 weeks vacation at the Matson Lines world-famous Royal Hawaiian Hotel. All expenses paid. A $2,000 Columbia House trailer, completely equipped with separate bedroom, stove, and refrigerator. A $1,000 Diamond and Ruby Boulevard wristwatch. An RCA Victor Crestwood radio phonograph combination. Plus a new 1948 RCA Victor television receiver. And a library of 100 Red Seal and popular records. All that if Miss Hush's guest. But before we make our first call in the Miss Hush contest, we have to appease the husbands in our audience. Ever since we allowed a wife to throw a glass of water in her unsuspecting husband's face at dinner the other night, the husbands have written in pleading, give us a chance to get even. So, somewhere in our listening audience tonight, a husband and wife are sitting by their radio listening to Truth or Consequences. It might be you. You can't tell. Little does the wife suspect that the chair she's seated in is a hot seat, electrically wired to cause her to reach high C and the ceiling. All her husband has to do is press the buzzer hidden under the rug with his feet. So, if you're a wife seated in your living room somewhere in the United States with your husband, look out. It may be that you will get the hot seat. Here we go, tuning in a secret microphone in some living room somewhere in the United States. Careful, we're listening. It may be you. Listen.
Did you hear that?
What?
Boy, what an opportunity for some guy. You know, it could be you that's going to get the hot seat.
What are you talking about?
You really think they give those things on that show?
Do you know, sir? Well, you usually have somebody in the room right there in the station, I guess.
What would you do to me if it were you who got the hot seat?
I don't know what I'd do. I guess I'd probably get so mad.
Oh, what are you doing?
Don't tell me what you say, honey. The whole nation's listening. Are you surprised? What do you got to say to Ralph Edwards that to the consequences?
Oh, I don't know what to say. What do you want me really to say? Johnny,
for heaven's sake. Well, you better take it away, Ralph Edwards, before I get murdered.
Yeah, well, you bet we'll take it back here in Chicago. Well, the unsuspecting wife was Mrs. Helen Foley of 219 West 16th Street, New York City. For the Foleys, we have a 72-piece set of fine art sterling silver. Here's to the Foleys, sure, and they're a grand couple. Now, in a moment, our first phone call in the Miss Hush contest. Oh, say, Harlow.
Yes, Ralph.
Yeah, what have you been up to, old boy?
Oh, I've just been dozing along. Why?
Just dozing along, he says. You've been selling duds like mad. It's moving out of the stores like grease lightning. Here in Chicago, California, New York, everywhere. The storekeepers can't keep duds on their
shelves.
Well,
the truth is, Ralph, more families than ever are dozing since the soap shortage. Everybody wants this one soap that does everything in the wash, from the roughest and toughest to the whitest and brightest. Dove does more than any other leading package soap sold for wash day. Even makes more suds, ounce for ounce. They're real soap suds, too.
When you've got duds, you've got something.
You've got real cleaning power to get greasy work clothes spanking clean. White pieces beaming, gleaming white. And you've got extra safety for the newest, brightest colors you wash.
No wonder duds are selling like hotcakes.
Yes, winning more friends than ever. So, folks, first chance you get duds for your wash. Duds does everything.
Nice going, Harlow, old boy. And now stand by, America. I'm going to call the person who gets first crack at tonight's giant jackpot. Will you put the chair up here in the Miss Hush contest? This is the person in our radio audience who gave us in our first week's contest the best reason why we all should support the March of Dimes. Hand me the phone, please, Al. How do you do? I'll place the call. Hello, operator. Operator, get me Hollywood, California, please. Hollywood, California. Now we know the city, the first city to be called. And, hello? Hello, Hollywood? Our NBC operator in Chicago will give you a number in Hollywood to call. Will you please ring it? Thank you very much. Give her the number, please, NBC. Wouldn't it be something if this person got it right off the bat? Think of all the things they'd win. The phone ringing out there in Hollywood, Jess? It's a funny thing. We just come from there, and there it has to be Jess. I mean, at least the first winner is from there. I sort of hope it isn't Jess for the March of Dimes. Hello? Hello? Hello, this is Ralph Edwards of the Truth or Consequences program. What's that? Is this Mrs. R.C. Collette, C-O-L-L-E-T-T-E, of 1400 North Sycamore, Hollywood, California? Is it? Your entry on why we should all support the March of Dimes was selected as the best entry tonight, so you get an opportunity to identify the voice of Miss Hush. I suppose you know what you win if you know the identity of Miss Hush, eh? Are you excited? Oh, yes, I am. All right, Mrs. Collette, the big question, and you can give only one answer. Tell us who you think is Miss Hush. You think Miss Hush is Miss Elsa Maxwell? You say Miss Elsa Maxwell? I'm sorry, Mrs. Collette. Elsa Maxwell is wrong, but don't let this discourage you from trying again next week in case our second and third calls tonight are incorrect. And thanks, Mrs. R.C. Collette, 1400 North Sycamore, Hollywood, California, for your contribution to the March of Dimes. Thank you. I'm sorry. Good night. Try again, please, will you? Good night. You're a good sport. Well, two more calls yet to be made. Let's have some more consequences first, and later on you'll hear the voice of Miss Hush, and I'll tell you how to become eligible for the giant jackpot of prizes. How are we running along, boy? Our next contestant is going to be a lady by the name of what? What was your wife's name out there, sir?
Maud O'Hearn.
Mrs. O'Hearn. Yes, we sent Mrs. O'Hearn backstage at the beginning of the program, didn't we, Mr. O'Hearn?
Yes, we did.
She doesn't know you're up at the microphone. She thinks you're probably in the audience. Somebody sit in there where Mr. O'Hearn was, covered up so she can't see he's up here. Now, listen to this, Mr. O'Hearn. How are you? Yeah, okay.
Fine.
You're right here from Chicago?
Right here from Chicago.
What's your occupation?
I'm in the bookbinding.
You're binding?
Yes, sir.
Oh, bookbinding. Yes, binding. I was going to say, I could fix you up. All right. Now, will you please put on this raincoat and shower cap and poke your head through this hole in this screen over here? That's the idea. Take your glasses off. Now, Mr. O'Hearn, you still with me, Mr. O'Hearn?
Yes, sir.
Yes, oh boy. Oh, my. Mr. O'Hearn, when your wife comes on stage, we're going to have her take part in a play that's written in French. Does your wife understand French, huh?
No.
Not at all. Oh, that's fine. Johnny Pollock, turn on the microphone. I'll walk over here with Mr. O'Hearn. We're going to get in this seltzer board. Your wife will read this play with a French actor. Come out, French actor, Mr. Jean Deltour. And here is Mr. Monsieur Deltour. How are you this evening, Mr. Deltour?
Bien, merci.
Ah, well, what you say is true. Meet Mr. O'Hearn, Mr. Deltour.
Plaisir de vous connaître, Monsieur O'Hearn.
Yeah, well, he that's what he says now, but just you wait a little while, huh, Mr. O'Hearn?
Yes.
Oh, you said it. All right, Mr. Deltour, I want you to show Mr. O'Hearn here how you will read your lines to his wife. Now, stick your head out of here, and so we can be talking to you while you're getting ready in the seltzer board. Now, show us how you're going to read the lines to Miss O'Hearn, Mrs. O'Hearn.
Ah, mon amour, chérie, ne serait-ce pas une magnifique idée que d'arroser votre mari avec du siphon?
Yes. Now, wasn't that romantic, Mr. O'Hearn?
Very romantic.
Now, Mr., do you know what Mr. Deltour said, Mr. O'Hearn?
No, I do not.
Well, he said, ah, my dear Mrs. O'Hearn, don't you think your husband should be squirted in the face with seltzer water? But, of course, she may think he's asking for a kiss because he sounds so romantic when he says it, you know? All right. Now, if Mrs. O'Hearn says, wee-wee, you see, we'll just have to squirt you with seltzer water.
Okay.
Because that's what he's asking all the time, right?
Right.
Right, Mr. Deltour?
Très bien.
Très, well, there you are again.
All right.
Okay, we'll put a screen alongside of you here so that your wife won't see you. Remember, every time she says, oui, you'll be doused with seltzer water because that's what she's agreeing to. Now, you stand over there, Mr. Del Tour. All right, bring in the lady here. Now, don't anyone give the gag away. Aren't we devils? Every time she says yes, why, our French actor will kiss her, too. Well, here is... Oh, you heard me say that last thing. Oh, doggone it. She heard me mention the kiss. All right. Now we're all set to go. How are you doing, Miss O'Hearn?
Just fine.
Oh, Mrs. O'Hearn, I should say. Meet Monsieur Jean Del Tour, the famous French actor. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were going to kiss her hand. He put his head down to kiss her hand, and I hit him with a microphone. Well, don't let this be an international situation. Well, all right. Now, we're all set to go here. Mrs. O'Hearn, he's cute, isn't he?
Oh, I should say.
You can call him Jean.
Oh, Jean.
Hey, she says that pretty good.
Ah, très bien. Très
yes,
bien.
You're about to do a scene in French with Monsieur Del Tour here. Your lines are very simple. You either say, oui, oui, or no, no. You understand? Let's get over here where I can see you, right over here. You either say, oui, oui, or no, no. I think you're better on this side. Ooh, let's dance. We're almost dancing. You get on this side, Mr. Del Tour, if you please, on this side. Attaboy. Now we're all set to go. All right, just say, oui, oui, or no, no, depending on how you feel the answer should be. Okay, start the scene, Monsieur Del Tour.
Oh, chère Madame O'Hearn.
Oh, okay. Wait.
Oh, just the very thought of it. Just the very thought of this man speaking to you, doesn't it? Yes, shall we have him finish his sentence?
Oh, yes.
Ne pensez-vous pas que c'est une idée splendide d'arroser votre mari avec du siphon?
Oh, oui, oui, oui.
My goodness. I certainly took advantage of that kiss there. How are you doing?
Just fine.
You think you said the right thing, huh?
I don't know.
You don't care. I
don't care.
She doesn't care. Oh, yes. All right. On with the play, monsieur. On with the play.
Ah, chère Madame O'Hearn, ne trouvez-vous pas que c'est une idée magnifique d'arroser votre mari avec du siphon?
Oh, oui, oui, oui.
I bet you understand that fluidly. You certainly planted a kiss on him like you understood. Do you want to continue with this gushy play? Listen, how do you think your husband would feel about your being kissed like this, huh?
I don't care.
Oh, my. Probably saying it's all wet.
Oh, sure.
Sure, all right. Where is your husband? Let's go see him. Where is he?
I don't know.
Is he out there somewhere? Where is he? Let's see. Where? Yes, there he is. Every time you said wee-wee, he got squirted with seltzer water because he... You know what he was saying?
No.
Mr. Del Tour was saying, don't you think your husband should be squirted with seltzer water?
I hope that's all he said.
Yes, that's all he said. Don't you worry. Bless your heart, Mr. and Mrs. O'Hearn, for your performance, a beautiful three orchid corsage, in memory of this performance in National Flower Week. We also have for you a 95-piece complete service for 12 of American China dinnerware made in America and a great big red box of does. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. O'Hearn. Thank you, Jean Del Tour. Good night, sir.
Merci.
Merci to you.
About that does, Mrs. O'Hearn, you know does is more popular on wash day than ever. From the roughest and toughest to the whitest and brightest, does everything. And now we call the writer of the second best entry in this week's Miss Hush contest on truth or consequences for the March of Dimes. Hand me the phone again, please. Thank you, Alfred Pascoe. And Ed Bailey, hello, hello, hello. Operator, get me, now hang on, this is unusual. I'll explain. Get me Los Angeles, California. Isn't that something? Our first call to Mrs. R.C. Collette. Hollywood proved that the voice was not that of Elsa Maxwell, nor Dale Harrison either, who said it was. Chicago columnist, a swell fella, thought it maybe was Miss Maxwell. Hello, Los Angeles. Our NBC operator will give you a number to call in Los Angeles. Would you ring it, please? Thank you very much. If this person cannot identify Miss Hush, we'll make our third call in a few minutes. The coincidence of two winners from the Los Angeles area gets our 1947 Hush contest off to an exciting start. Last year, I believe, there was only one winner in this entire contest, and the entire contest from that area out there. The judges never see the addresses, so it is a coincidence. Hello? Hello? Los Angeles? Hello? How are we doing there with our Los Angeles call? Still waiting. Oh, my. Just think of all the prizes this person wins. Hello? Is this Miss Kathleen O'Keefe of 1208 and 3/4 North Ardmore Avenue, Los Angeles? Huh?
What's that? Oh, it's South Ardmore, not North, but it is Miss Kathleen O'Keefe of 1208 and 3/4 South Ardmore, Los Angeles. Miss O'Keefe, this is Ralph Edwards of Truth or Consequences. Did you know that? Huh? Yes, your entry on why we should support the March of Dimes was selected as the second best entry tonight, so you get an opportunity to identify the voice of Miss Hush. Yes, indeed. Now, and you can only give one answer. Now, tell us who you think is Miss Hush.
You think it is Elsa Maxwell, too? Oh, isn't that a shame? You must have just come to the radio. Well, you say the answer is Elsa Maxwell. I'm sorry, Miss Hush is not Elsa Maxwell, but thanks. Isn't that funny? Everybody thought it was. that is those who have ventured an opinion. But thanks for supporting the March of Dimes, Miss Kathleen O'Keefe of 1208 and 3/4 South Ardmore, Los Angeles. I want to say many polio victims will be aided by yours and other entrants' contribution. Will you try again next week? Okay, thank you, and good night. Good night. Now on with another consequence. Let's give her a hand, because she's a really wonderful lady. I'm sorry she didn't get it. And that she couldn't have heard that it wasn't Elsa Maxwell. On with another consequence in a few minutes. Another phone call, and if Miss Hush is not identified then, we'll hear her voice a little later, so you folks can take another crack at identifying her next week. And I'm glad you're making your contributions dollars as well as dimes when you send in your entries for the March of Dimes. Three gentlemen at the microphone. How do you do? What is your name, please, sir?
Harold Tucker.
Hello, Harold Tucker. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Does this mean four minutes and 30 seconds for this act, Ted? Good. 4:30. Oh, we'll have a lot of time. What is your name, please?
Philip Keith.
Philip Keith and Tucker?
That's right.
And your name, sir?
Ward Chase.
Yeah, how are you, Mr. Chase?
Oh, I'm fine.
What is your occupation?
I'm a buffer, but I'd sooner be a singer.
You're a buffer?
That's right.
What, do you people kick you around, you mean, or what?
Sort of.
Come on, move out here. Johnny, turn on the microphone so I can talk to these three eminent gentlemen here. Line up and I'll get between you. What is your occupation, Mr. Keith?
I'm a mechanical engineer.
Where are you from?
From Chicago.
You married or happy?
Oh, I'm married and very happy.
Good, good. Any little engineers in the family?
No, just fish and dogs.
Much mechanics, I guess. And Mr. We were Mr. Chase. This other fellow's Mr. Tucker.
That's right.
Yes. How are the cars coming?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, no, that's another fellow. What is your occupation, Mr. Tucker?
I'm a reporter.
What's that?
A reporter.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
Right here from Chicago? What paper are you on?
Herald American.
Good fella. Okay. Now, get me a question, Al, will you? And if they miss it, why, we'll have a little consequence. I got to get way back so they can't see this. Have you been a reporter long, Mr. Tucker? A
few years.
Good fella. Here's your question. It comes from Mrs. Marie Brewer of Berwyn, Illinois, suburb of Chicago. And she asks, now listen very carefully, what would you get? You sing?
Yes, Chase?
I sure do.
You do? Good. I'd like to have you boys just try out a little of your vocal cords here. Do you know the tune, say, Night and Day or something like that? Mr. Chase, you're the tallest. How much do you weigh?
270.
And you were, what was your occupation?
A buffer.
Yes. Let's hear you sing a little bit of Night and Day.
Night and Day, you are the one.
Oh, you're the one, brother. I'm telling you, that's terrific. Mr. Keith, let's hear you sing Night and Day. There's some words for you, Ed. Give me.
Night and Day.
What are you, all tenors? For goodness sake.
You are the one.
Good. Mr. Tucker, how you doing? I'll bet you're a colorature, I was going to say. I mean, Caruso. Go ahead.
Night and Day.
They're all tenors. What a trio this is going to be. Okay, boys, here's your question. Now, listen carefully. What would you get if you put together 3/7 of a chicken, 2/3 of a cat, and 1/2 a goat? Truth or consequences, Mr. Chase? Mr. Keith and Mr. Tucker. Do you know the answer, Mr. Chase?
Absolutely.
Mr. Keith?
Two.
Leave us not get personal. Mr. Keith, do you? You know, Mr. Tucker, you'd get Chicago. 3/7 of chicken, C-H-I, 2/3 of cat, C-A, and 1/2 a goat, G-O. Chicago. Chicago. See? All right, now you haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequences. Now, gentlemen, we want you to get together on some real close harmony and sing a rather difficult number. We want you to sing Night and Day. Will you do that?
Sure.
Yeah, no, I mean, you boys will sing Night and Day, but I mean Night and Day for one whole week. You will start now, and you must continue to sing for one whole week, or until the city of Chicago has reached the $5.5 million mark in the community fund campaign. Will you try that, Mr. Tucker?
Try.
All right, boys, start now, will you please? Well, Mr. Chase, you're the big fellow. You start Night and Day. Sing it out loud. Just keep it going, will you please?
Night and
That's
day.
The stuff. You start it. All right, now Mr. Chase will lead off. Now you can sing in our shifts you want, or however you want. And so you can stay together at night, you see. We'll have a room and meals for you at the Sheraton Hotel on North Michigan Avenue. Still with me, Mr. Tucker?
No.
Mr. Keith?
Yes. Where are you?
Oh, yes, you're doing fine. You're doing fine. The detective will be there to keep check on you. Now, if you can keep up the singing enduring feat for one entire week, or until the city of Chicago reaches the $5.5 million mark, you each get a new Hart, Schaffner & Mark suit and $200 apiece in cash. You still want to try?
Yes.
Want to try?
Let's go.
Right. Do you agree to try?
I agree.
All right. The goal must be reached. $5.5 million. Come on, Chicago. Now, we want to make sure you do this so we can keep you give it to Mr. Tucker for a while. Let him sing. Mr. Chase, you be quiet.
Right.
Yes, it. Now, we want to keep track of you. Make sure that you do this.
Oh, man, under this.
Oh, that's going to be dull with Tucker. All right, so we can keep a check on you. We will ask you to stay right with us at every one of our stage shows 5 times daily over at the Chicago Theater. Will you come over? You come right over after this broadcast, as a matter of fact. We're going over. And keep singing. Give it to Mr. Keith now, Mr. Tucker. That's it. Now, and to prove to the people outside of Chicago that you're still singing, we'll have you appear every day, Monday through Friday, on the Welcome Traveler radio broadcast out of Chicago with Tommy Bartlett. All right. Oh, we'll ask you to be back at our Truth or Consequences microphone next week. So take it away, Chase. You're on. Next week, Truth or Consequences. Okay. Oh, life is a song. Be seeing you at the Chicago Theater every show and on the air on Welcome Traveler. Good singing. Good luck, boy. Does nominate this week's dishpan duzzer. She's Mrs. Edward Whalen, 30 Taunton Avenue, Mattapan, Massachusetts.
Welcome, Mrs. Whalen, from all the dishpan duzzers everywhere. Does really does everything in a dishpan, too. From cleaning up greasy pans to taking wonderful care of hands. You know, Out's 4-ounce does makes more suds than any strong granulated soap. Real soap suds that stand up till the last dish is done. And what's more, changing to Dove's from those soaps can mean softer, prettier hands. So start Dove's in your dishes. Dove's does everything.
Good work, Harlow. Good work. The boy's still singing out there?
Like, that's it. They've only got a week to go. It's going to be easy.
Now, the third call to the writer, the third best entry in the Miss Hush contest tonight. Operator, will you get me? Operator, get me Ambler, Pennsylvania, please. A-M-B-L-E-R. We're out of California now, anyhow. If this person doesn't know the identity of Miss Hutch, 3 more fabulous prizes will be added to our already giant jackpot, and 3 more people will be called next. Hello? Hello, Ambler, Pennsylvania. This is NBC Chicago. Our operator will give you a number. Will you please ring it? That's it. Maybe you will be the winner if you've entered our March of Dimes Miss Hutch contest. More of that in a minute. The call is in. They're ringing Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hello? Ambler, Pennsylvania. I wonder where that is. I should know, I suppose. It's in Pennsylvania? Oh, thank you very much. My, oh, my, oh, my. This starts the nerves now, you know. This once a year. Hello? How are we doing, operator, in Ambler, Pennsylvania? Me, oh, my. Just think. We've determined that it isn't Miss Elsa Maxwell. That we know, anyhow. Hello? Hello? Ambler, Pennsylvania? I mean, hello? Is this Mr. Frank Palin Spruance Jr.? Hello? Is it S-P-R-U-A-N-C-E? You say Spruance? 346 Rosemary Avenue, Ambler, Pennsylvania? This is Ralph Edwards, the Truth of Consequences, Mr. Spruance. How are you? Congratulations on a fine entry statement, Mr. Spruance. Where is Ambler, Pennsylvania? Outside of Philadelphia. Now listen very carefully. The big question, and you can give only one answer. Tell us who you think is Miss Hush. You say Maude Adams? Mr. Frank Spruance, Jr. of Ambler, Pennsylvania, you say Maude Adams. I'm sorry, Maude Adams is not Miss Hush. Thanks on behalf of the March of Dimes and Truth or Consequences. Keep trying, will you, Mr. Spruance? You sound like a wonderful fellow. Thank you. Okay, good night, sir. Let's open the microphone here if they're still singing out there. Way out in the place. Are they singing Night and Day? If they are, just fade them out. Okay, so the name of Miss Hush remains a mystery for another week. I hope your name will be called next week, ladies and gentlemen. Next week, in addition to the 1947 Buick Super Convertible from the Howard Automobile Company, the Bendix Home Laundry, a round-trip ticket for two from any place in the United States via United Airlines Mainliner 300 to Honolulu, and a suite of rooms for a 2-week vacation at the Matson Lines world-famous Royal Hawaiian Hotel, all expenses paid, a $2,000 Columbia house trailer completely equipped with separate bedroom, stove, and refrigerator, a $1,000 diamond and Ruby full of a wristwatch and an RCA Victor Crestwood radio phonograph combination, plus a new 1948 RCA Victor television receiver and a library of 100 Red Seal and popular records. To all this, Truth or Consequences next week will add a $1,500 Canadian beaver full-length fur coat from the nationally known I.J. Fox Furriers.
a Luscombe Silver airplane, and $2,000 in cash. That's next week on Miss Hutch, along with all the others. Who is Miss Hutch? Well, stand by. Here she is. From somewhere in the United States comes the voice of Miss Hutch. Listen and good luck. Here is the voice.
Second for Santa Claus, first for me. 13 for wreath, 7 for tree. Bring me an auto, a book, and a ball, and I'll say Merry Christmas in spring, not in fall.
Who is it? A well-known American miss. That means she's not married. The riddle is the important thing. If you think you can identify the voice of Miss Hutch, this is what you do to enter the contest. 1. Finish this sentence in 25 additional words or less. We should all support the March of Dimes because. 2. Enclose your entry in an envelope, only one entry to an envelope, with a money contribution, if you please, for the March of Dimes. 3. Mail with your name, address, and telephone number printed clearly in the upper right-hand corner to Miss Hutch, Hollywood, California. 4. Do not include the name of Miss Hutch with or on your entry. And don't forget, each week brings a new contest until Miss Hutch is identified. All entries received by Monday, November 3rd, will be judged, and the writer of the best entry in this group will be called next Saturday. Enter each contest as often as you choose, however, only one entry to an envelope. Eligibility for participation is not contingent upon your contribution to the March of Dimes. Let your heart be your guide. Each week, the writer of the best entry will be called as we did tonight. You must be at your telephone at the time of our Eastern broadcast. If you know the identity of Miss Hutch, when we call you, you win the giant jackpot. If you are wrong, the second best entry will be called. And if the second is wrong, the third best entry will be called. Entries will be judged for sincerity, originality, and aptness of thought. The judge's decision will be final. All entries and ideas therein become the property of Truth or Consequences, and none will be returned. Any resident of the United States may compete except employees of Truth or Consequences, NBC, Procter & Gamble, their advertising agencies, and their families. Now, Eastern and Western listeners have an equal opportunity to compete. However, only one attempt will be made to reach the contender for the prize, and that attempt will be on a regular Eastern broadcast on Saturdays at 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central Time, and you listeners in the Mountain and Pacific Time, well, you must be there at 5:30 Pacific Time, 6:30 Mountain Time. Remember, finish this sentence in 25 additional words or less. We should all support the March of Dimes because the address, Miss Hutch, Hollywood, California. Here she is again, Miss Hutch from somewhere in the United States. Come on now, you know this woman. Can't you give us some hints, Miss Hutch?
Well, Mr. Edwards, I'll try to give you a hint. What do they make wreaths out of at Christmas time? What has the wreath to do with the tree? And regardless of Christmas, I like spring, not fall. Isn't it maddening? Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Who is it? I'll give you a clue. It isn't Fred Allen. Someone's going to win, maybe next week. I hope it's you. And if your contributions to the March of Dimes are generous, the polio victims, large and small, will be the winners in the end. Well, what a delightful surprise. It's our happy go-dozy singers and their merry washing machine. Hello.
Dizzy.
For a dozen, your washing machine.
Will clothes come out oh so clean?
White and colored things bright.
Dizzy does everything.
From the roughest and the toughest to the whitest and the brightest.
No soap quite like does before.
Does is different, does more.
When you does your wash, you'll sing.
Dizzy does everything. Dizzy.
That was sensational, kids. Let's hear how our little trio is doing out there. Night and day, boys. I wonder if they're still singing.
All right, of me.
Yes, all right. That was sensational, kids. Sensational. And now, the grand prize winner tonight was Mrs. O'Hearn, who said wee-wee while her husband got the seltzer water. There you are, $25 savings bond. Folks, the truth is, most dealers pay you good money for used kitchen fats. Why? Because the fats and oil shortage continues worldwide. Everybody save every drop. This is Ralph Edwards sending you dozens of good washes. And until next week, when we hear if our night and day trio is still singing, and another crack at the giant Miss Hutch jackpot. Good night, everybody!
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does. Ralph Edwards' Truth or Consequences came to you from Chicago, Hollywood, and Miss Hutch's hideaway. Prepare to be dazzled. See your hair shine its brightest with new improved Green Shampoo. Compared to dulling soap shampoos, new Green reveals up to 33% more sheen. With your very first Green Shampoo, you'll see up to 33% More sheen. Extra money, money, money. $25,000 offered in Green's sensational contest. First prize, $10,000. Get entry blank and complete information at your dealer. You may win a fortune. Don't miss Green's $25,000 contest.
What is it? This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Oh!